Shalom Avraham Bez Hashem. We continue with Sifrei Chafetz Chaim, Shmir Salashin, Shir number 3. With the Chafetz Chaim already told us that we have 248 limbs of our body corresponding to the 248 mitzvahs, 365 sinews of our body corresponding to the 365 loisas, say the negative commandments that we have to avoid. From this we can understand how each person has to contemplate and understand a person has to be extremely careful with all of the 613 mitzvahs throughout his life. Why is this? These mitzvahs that a person does, the 248 positive commandments and the 365 loisas that a person avoids, they will give him chiyus, they will give him life, the different parts of the body that correspond to the mitzvahs. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim brings now from the Parshas Achrei Mois we had recently. Ushmartim es chukosai, the pasuk says, and you should guard my chukim, ves mishpatai and my mishpatim, asher yase oisam odom v'chai bahem. Chukim, as we know, are the mitzvahs which we don't have the reason for. Mishpatim, we have some understanding of the mitzvah. And the pasuk concludes, you should do the mitzvahs v'chai behem. It doesn't say v'chai avurom, you'll live because of them, but v'chai behem. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is coming to teach us, lohay reis lanu, she'ar ha-mitzvah gufa, the light of the actual mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, he creates this light, this power, this life source that gives existence, chiyusoi lo asilavi. It gives existence to that body part in the future. K'moshe kol echad roitzel liyoy sholem b'chol ivarov b'olam hazeh, shlo yeh balmum, af be'ivar kotnan shebiktanim. Just like every single person wants to be complete sholem here in this world, so too a person also wants to be sholem lo asilavi in the future. How does a person become a sholem in the future? That's by fulfilling and doing all the mitzvahs b'shlei musam, doing all of the tayrig mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs that he's able to do. Today happens to be Lag Ba'omer, and the Lag Ba'omer, the Baal Charedim, the author of the Sefer Charedim, became known to the world. The story is that, first of all, the Baal Charedim is this Sefer that Chafetz Chaim writes in the Mishneh that people should learn, and it discusses that the different mitzvahs a person does correspond to different body parts. It was Lag Ba'omer in the days of the Arizal. And the Arizal was dancing with a very large figure around the fire. And everyone was dancing around in the circle. And the Baal Charedim, the author of the Sefer Charedim, was there as well. He was a Nister, he was a hidden person who was a Shamish of the Shul. And he was an unbelievable tzaddik, a Baal Kabbalah. He's a Mekubal. And eventually the Arizal pulled him into the circle. So now you have the Arizal, this Shamish of the Shul, and this great big large figure dancing together. And that's when it became known to everybody that the Shamish of the Shul was not just a regular person who put the Siddurim back in the shelves and took care of the Shul, but this was a great tzaddik. Who is this great large figure? This was none other than Rav Shimon bar Yochai. This is brought down in the Hakdamah to the Sefer Baal Charedim, Sefer Charedim. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, that a person has to realize, v'chai behem, that when a person does the mitzvahs b'shlei musam, he will give future, he will give life to that body part, lo'asi lovay, in the future.